Hi there, can I speak to Ryan?
Yeah, hello, who's this?
Yeah, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the inquiry you've made, you know, for the Scottish redress claim.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So, all we do need to do today, Ryan, to be fair, is just confirm a few details with yourself, take a very brief statement, and we can look at obviously getting this claim underway for you. So, just to confirm, I've got your name as Mr. Ryan Moody, Moody, M-U-D-I-E.
Yeah.
Would you have been known by any other names, you know, at the time growing up and whatnot?
No.
No, perfect, no worries. And best email address is ryanmoody1694@gmail.com.
What was that? Sorry?
Sorry, ryanmoody1694@gmail.com. Best email address.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And your date of birth is the 16th of the 10th, 1994.
Yeah,
brilliant. Can you just confirm your door number and postcode?
10 and N79BA.
N79BA. BA, perfect. Is that Caledonian Road?
Yeah.
And is it 453 or 455?
55.
Yeah, so what age was it you was placed into care?
Well, from as long as I can remember, like, I was living with, I wasn't living with my parents at the start at all. Like, I was, like, with grandparents, and then my grandparents got ill. Like, one of them got cancer and everything like that, and then they obviously couldn't look after me, so went into social work, and then ended up living with a vegetarian woman that didn't let me eat meat or nothing, didn't let me go outside and have social life, stuff like that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Great.
Do you know what age you would have been around then, or?
Well, I've went to live with her 2003, 2004, that type of time, because I would have been 7 or something like that. Maybe if I had 7, I would have been, it might have been 2001 or 2002.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll put like 2000 till around 2004 then, just as a, and what area was it? Was that Glasgow or Edinburgh?
That was Dundee.
Dundee, perfect.
Yeah.
Because obviously what we'll do is we'll contact Dundee Council, you know, their social services, things like that. They'll have all of the documents and information and things like that anyway. So you'd say obviously around 2000, if I was about 6 years old, till around 10 or something like that then, was it?
Nine. Because I got moved like quite a few things and stuff like that. I mean, I didn't even know I had four sisters until I was in the teenage years, like mid to late teenage years. The social work never told me none of that.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. It must be difficult, like, say you just get to an age and then suddenly
you've got
family and stuff like that as well. So if you don't mind, because I know it is like it's hugely for cases before 2004, isn't it? So we can definitely look at that one for you, you know, when you was at... woman's out. Do you know what her name was, or?
Muriel, I think, from what I remember. I can't really remember her second name or that. I remember her
Don't worry. Just one moment. So I'm just entering the details at the same time as we're speaking. So if you just tell me a little bit about what your experience was when you was at Muriel's then.
Yeah, it was just basically I wasn't allowed to eat meat or anything like that, like, because she was a vegetarian, and, like, if I never ate my dinner, that she'd put me in the room, tell me not to come out my room, stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. She had cats and everything like that that scratched me and everything like that when I was living there. And I think, I'd imagine it'll be in a report somewhere, because, like, obviously I didn't tell her, because, like, she always, like, just stuck up for her cats and stuff like that.
Yes.
So it was like, I didn't tell her because, like, so I went to school basically with that, and then obviously the teacher seemed that I was just caught up in that because of the cats, and yeah. So that should all be done in a report, I'd imagine, somewhere. But just didn't let me go out, have a social life, nothing like that, and, you know what I mean?
You know, so I don't want to sound like, you know, like, thingy, but so I feel like I can picture the type of woman who you're describing anyway, you know, like.
Yeah, well, she was an older woman as well.
Like you say, those vegan types that you know, crazy cat lady kind of kind of thing. I feel for you, obviously, having to live with her, for, like you said. To the
well, I had to live with her for 2 or 3 years or something like that, and yeah. It's just like one of them, like, I was small as well at that age. I only shot up when I turned about 13, 14. So I don't know if it's obviously if, like, done anything like my development and that. I don't eat too much or anything like that either, but I don't know if it stemmed from something like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So she never really let you leave the house, like, used to keep you, like, wrapped in bubble wrap, did she?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I went out once, got in, like, do you know what it's like when kids have, like, their little fights with each other and stuff, and she didn't let me back out again.
Yeah, God.
So...
obviously she never used sweet meat. Said that she used to have cats and the cats would
she had four cats. She had four cats and there was like they used to just basically lash out at me all the time and stuff.
Yeah.
They used to pee as well about the house and that and on our bike and stuff like that. So they'd be like
they just like the place. Yeah, they just like controlled the house and
basically.
Yeah.
Half the time I was just in my room, do you know what I mean? Trying to stay away from them and hearth as well, to be honest.
That's obviously... you remember one time the cat did attack you when you had a few...
They did attack me. I've still got marks on me for that.
Yeah. God. Obviously, like you said, you was probably too scared at the time to speak out to her.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said anything.
She would have just flipped out at you.
Yeah, and like the way I was when I was younger and everything like that, I didn't really speak to anybody about anything, like, because I got passed about that much, basically, to different people. You don't really trust people.
You know, it's understandable. Obviously, being such a young age and, like you say, kind of getting past, you know, from pillar to post, you probably will be a little bit more reserved. I'll be completely honest as well, right, from doing this job and speaking to people and you know, hearing out the stories that people have had to go through, honestly, it's surprising, you know, many children would actually be able to function, you know, once they get older and stuff like that. Honestly, it's horrible, some of the stuff that you hear, like. So just one moment, obviously, said, you've still got the scratches now, he's too scared to speak to her about it because... She would have flipped and stuck up for the cats, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, she'd slap me sometimes if I started speaking back to her and stuff like that as well. But that's just, I think, because she was, like, quite old, do you know what I mean? So it's, like, they're for a different generation. Like, a lot of them just slap the kids, that'll shut them up, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was only when you got into school and a teacher noticed... The scratches.
Yeah, that had scratches. It was like dry blood, like, from that morning. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't obviously tell her. But then I got caught, because obviously I was, like, wincing in school and that, and my arm was sore and stuff like that. They turned around and obviously asked me to show them. I showed them. And I can't really remember what actually happened about it, to be honest, at the time. Like, it was that long ago. No, do you know what I mean? But I do remember, obviously, the school scene at the time and that.
No, that's fine. So, I'm sorry, just one more. I've also just got to try and write this up into, like, a statement. You know, even though we're having kind of a conversation, I've got to write up in kind of a statement way as well, to be fair. So it's just... So obviously so you're aware as well. That's all we'll need in regards to details and things, unless there's anything else that stands out to you that you can remember that you'd like to mention or...
I do remember that she was, like, because she was looking after me for a little bit. She was looking after me for a little bit, and then she was, like, looking after another boy as well, but he would have been going through the same stuff at the time, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if you'll be able to find out who that was or whatever like that, but...
Yeah, I'm not 100% whether they will find that out, but,
Yeah,
like I said, obviously, thank you for obviously discussing that with me as well. I do appreciate it. Can be a bit of a difficult conversation.
Yeah.
So, obviously, yeah, thank you for taking the time to discuss it. Just obviously, so you're aware, Ryan, as well, the average refund at the moment is anywhere between around £42,000 and £68,000that people are getting back. Now, obviously, it's not to say that you are, you know, that you're going to be getting that much at all, but that is the average that we're seeing people get back at the moment. I know, obviously, it isn't all about the money. I think most of the people who are speaking...
Yeah, to be honest, it's better to talk about it and just get it done, mate.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And like you say, but, like, a lot of people say just getting the recognition as well and just having somebody, like, an official... you know, government body saying, you know what, maybe we did mess up, maybe you shouldn't have been there to begin with, you know what I mean? No, that's perfect. So, literally, there's only a couple more things that we do need from yourself, and we can look at getting this claim processed right away for you. So, just to confirm, first of all, you don't suffer from any kind of, like, terminal illness at the moment, do you?
No,
perfect. So, one thing that we do need as well, we do just need a beneficiary down on the system. So touch wood, but if anything was to happen to yourself during the time of this claim, during this 12 months or so, they would actually receive a compensation if you were to obviously like pass away or anything like that. Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for yourself?
I mean, I don't really know much of my family or anything like that, so it's not really, do you know what I mean? It's not really, I've not got somebody.
No. Do you have anybody, like a friend or anything like that, that you'd want us to, you know, put down, or...?
I've got an auntie, but you could put her details in if you wanted.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I assume, well, I hope anyway, you're not going to be going anywhere over the next 12 months anyway. But like I say, it's just, we do just have to put somebody down, so somebody who... whether it's a friend or family, just anybody who you would want
Just put Shirley Bailey down then. It's an auntie.
Shirley Bailey, yeah.
Yeah,
no worries. And shall I just put your contact number down for now as well, shall I?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. No worries at all, Ryan. So literally, like I said, in order to obviously get this claim underway now, all we basically need from yourself is proof of ID, so a driver's licence, passport, bus pass, anything like that, and also just a proof of address, so any kind of letter that you've got that's dated within the last 3 months. And then all I'm going to do is just send a form for you to sign. Should take about 30 seconds. Once that's signed, we can, you know, we'll begin the investigation right away for you.
Yeah.
Would you have them to hand at the moment? I have just sent you a message on WhatsApp.
I mean, I've not, like, what ID, like, would you say that you need? Because I don't actually have physical photo ID at the moment.
No, do you have a bus pass or a driver's passport, anything with a photo or no?
I've got an old passport when I was young.
No, would it be out of date by now, would it?
Yeah. I've got is, like, birth certificates and,
What we can do, if you like, if you don't have a photo ID, believe it or not, we do actually speak to loads of people that don't have photo IDs. We can use... three different proof of addresses.
Yeah.
So if you've got three different letters, all that are dated within the last 3 months that have your name and address on, we can use them.
Right, okay. I don't really get...
It can be absolutely anything, you know, utility bill, council bill, even if you can download them online, you know, if you like, download a statement or anything.
So could it just be like if I purchase something anywhere or... as well, stuff like that, no?
No, it has to be if it was an invoice or something, yeah, that'd be fine. Basically, we just need anything that's got your name, address, and date on.
Yeah, I've got stuff that I've ordered, like, stuff, is like, the invoices, like, where it says, like, who's getting, to, like, shipped to, if that makes sense.
Like Littlewoods and things like that.
Stuff like that. I've got some stuff.
Yeah,
like
as long
that,
as you've got, like I said, if you just look by your door, if you've got three different letters like that that are dated for the last 3 months, we can use them. That's not a problem. Just basically, from the solicitor's eyes, they prefer a photo ID, but they say if you've got three different, you know, letters, then it probably is going to be the right person who we're speaking to, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I do have some stuff. Would the birth certificate be...
Yeah, a birth certificate, and then two... Yeah, if you've got a birth certificate and then two other letters, that'd be perfect.
Yeah. I'm just trying to have a look through the letters at the moment.
Yeah. I think the tricky part's finding stuff that's dated within the last 3 months, to be fair.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have got stuff, but yeah, whether it's the last 3 months or not, it's a different story. I mean, like I said, I've got that. I mean, I've got older notes in that from doctors, like sick notes, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you like official letters and they've got your name, address, and date on, we can use them.
Yeah, it's just not in the last 3 months, though.
Yeah, but it would need to.
I don't know. Still having a look. There should be some stuff somewhere. It's because I don't live in, like, my own house at the moment. So I've not really been keeping, see, like, my letters and that.
Yeah, of course. Do you have, and you don't have any photo ID at all? No, not even
no.
Like a bus pass or anything, no?
No, I've just got old letters for stuff at the moment. Nothing's really been sent here.
Well, the other things I can think, you can download, like, you know, like a phone bill online or anything, and then, you know, like, your bank, if you can download, like, a statement as well.
Yeah, with the bank, I'm not even using my own bank, I know, it's everything's all messed up with me at the moment. See, like, I've not got my ID, I've not got a bank card, like,
yeah,
I'm using someone else's bank in that at the moment as well, so.
No, don't worry, I know all it
I'm
is.
I'm using my auntie's bank, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
my colleague in the office is easy.
Stuff actually, mate. Pardon?
Yeah. No, I was just gonna say, literally anything that you can, if you can send them over, it should be fine. To be fair, it's just we just need some things.
Yeah. I didn't expect to get a phone call back this quick either, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. To be fair, we just came in this Saturday, to be fair, so...
I mean, I've got, like, stuff from, like, vets as well, like, that I've got, like, stickers on them saying my name and my address, and... So, like, on the medicine...
Well, I said it was a date. Yes.
Pardon?
Yes. So you just need any type of letters that you might have?
Yeah, I mean, I might be able to just be best just maybe phoning back at one point or something like that. Try and getting some letters from, so like, the job centre and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if that
one would... One moment. What I'll do is, what I can do, Ryan, if you like, I'll give you a call back in just one moment, if that's okay.
Yeah. Okay.